Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We are back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. And we got an outstanding interview straight ahead here, an outstanding visit we're going to have with our good friend Leslie Kossoff, the author of Executive Thinking and Managing for Quality. She's the lady who joins us on a regular basis to help us put our best foot forward in the marketplace by becoming better managers and especially by becoming executive thinkers. Leslie Kossoff, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always my pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. And Leslie, we always have fun when you're on the show. And, of course, I try to have fun all the time. But you and I especially always have fun. So one of the things you want to talk about today, though, is this thing of fear and how fear can rob us of productivity and efficiencies and maybe even ultimate success. How can we have fun and still talk about fear?
Well, I don't know, but Jim, knowing that it's the two of us, we're going to find a way.
We'll figure it out, won't we?
Yes. Yes,
well, tell us. You learned about this from Mr. Demings, didn't you?
Yes.
Tell us. By the way, folks, Leslie, you know there are not too many people that I envy, but I envy anybody who's ever gotten to play golf with Arnold Palmer, anybody who ever played guitar with Chet Atkins, and anybody who ever worked for Edwards Deming, who was the father of quality. So those are my three envies, Leslie, and you're one of the people I envy. Tell us a little bit about him and what you learned from him about fear.
Well, Deming was credited with turning around Japanese industry after World War II, and then later in the 1970s, when American industry realized that it was falling behind Japanese industry, American industry asked him to teach us what it was that we needed to know that, frankly, we had learned, but we had forgotten. And in that second round of his teaching, he put together a management theory that includes one point that I happen to love. It's one of his famous 14 points, and this one happens to be drive out fear. And his concern in the organization was that managers choose to manage fear into the organization, that if they keep their employees nervous, if they have them always just that little bit concerned about whether they're doing a good job, whether they're going to be keeping their job, if the business is going to stay in business, that it would make people more productive. And what Deming found was that, in fact, it's exactly the opposite, that if you manage fear into an organization, what you do is you slow and sometimes stop productivity. You definitely slow and very much stop innovation and creativity because people are spending so much time being afraid of whether they're keeping their job, whether they'll have a job tomorrow, whether they're doing an okay job, and it keeps them from being able to give everything that they have to offer to the business. So for Deming, that was the big concern. For me, what I've seen during my years is that not only does it apply to how employees are being managed, but very often executives and small business owners don't realize that because they are operating from their own fears, they keep themselves from being as productive as they would like. And then what ends up happening is that dream that every executive and small business owner works to ends up being cut off at the pass because the owner is thinking they can't get there anyway because they're afraid. They're operating to their
feet. So there really are two possible manifestations of fear. See if I'm thinking right on this. One is the owner himself or herself actually is managing in a fearful way. And the other might be that they're not necessarily managing in a fearful way or operating themselves, but the way they manage the business causes their employees to be fearful.
Exactly. Exactly, in both cases. And for small business owners, as we've talked about over the years, everything is so immediate. For the owner, him or herself, everything is absolutely immediate. Every decision that you make has an immediate outcome.
And momentous.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. And inside of the business, any decision, any action that's taken has what in a large corporation might be a small ripple effect inside of a small business can be the size of a tsunami.
Absolutely, and just as dangerous. Stand by, Leslie. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to break this down and talk about how to not be fearful yourself. And now, we're not going to take all the fear away. We're just going to talk to you about how to manage it, because I'm not sure we can completely take it away. It might not even be a bad thing to have a little fear every once in a while. We'll get Leslie to talk about that right after these messages. 20 Till, stay with us.
County fair in the country, son.
We're back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a good time with our good friend Leslie Kossoff, the author of Executives Thinking and Managing for Quality, available wherever books are sold. And her last name is spelled with two S's and two F's, K-O-S-S-O-F-F, if you're asking for her books or if you're typing that into any of the search engines. And Leslie, couldn't you give us your website? It's doing well these days, isn't it?
Yes, it is, actually, and it's www.kossoff.com. Same, spelled the same as it, it's my last name, and so that's the easiest way. And also, so that your listeners know, I do have a free monthly executive advisory that I send out that people can sign up for simply by sending me an email right from the contact point on my website, and the one this month is about this topic.
Fear.
Yes,
all right.
About fear.
So sign up for that, folks, at kossoff.com. That's free, and she'll send it to you once a month. And I appreciate you making that available, Leslie.
My pleasure.
Okay, let's talk about fear at the owner's level. Fear, the owner's fear. Not, this is not something that they're doing. You know, it's not their management style that's making them this way necessarily. It's just that they're. You know, I've said before, Leslie, that small business owners, one of the definitions of small businesses is that we're a lot closer to ultimate failure than a big business is.
Absolutely.
And there's always that fear, isn't there?
There, yes. And to a certain extent, you have to understand that that exists, but you don't operate to it. And there's that funny dividing line. Just before we went to the break, you were wondering if maybe having a little bit of fear isn't a good thing.
A motivator.
The problem is, how do you manage how much fear you have? Fear is a very insidious feeling. Mm-hmm. And what happens is, if you have that little bit and you think that it's motivating you, what happens when you have more fears coming in under the radar and you're operating to those too? So my argument, very honestly, in response to your comment is, no, a little bit of fear is not a good thing. Understanding that small businesses, and simply by being a small business owner, you're not kidding, Jim, when you call small business owners heroes. You're absolutely correct. You're stating a fact. Because the courage, the intrepidness, the bravery that is required to make the decision to own a small business and then to keep a small business and to grow it and to grow your employees. My father was a small business owner, so I grew up in that environment, and I know the kind of courage that it takes to be a small business owner, and I have unending respect for it. And the only way that you can keep going forward is by saying, I will not be afraid, and understanding where your fears come from, and understanding that they're psychological constructs that you are creating. No one is creating them for you. So you, as we've talked about, you've written about the power of failure and how positive a power failure can be. My father failed in so many different things before he succeeded, and his success came to a great extent because he understood where his failures had come from and ended up using them as positive learning experiences.
But you, it takes a long time, though, for most of us to get to that kind of maturity, though, doesn't it? I mean, to the point where we sort of say, okay, it's sort of like, you know, when the guys start riding on the Tour de France, you know, they don't know whether they're going to have any fame or not. They don't know if they're going to win any of the legs of the race or not. But what they do know is that they're probably going to fall.
But they are trained to visualize success. And so, and by visualizing success, even though, yes, they know that they're going to fall, falling doesn't come into it. Lance Armstrong falls all the time,
right,
and he still has won five times. And so, you know, and is very likely going to win a sixth, or at least.
But how do we not be fearful of that? How do we
be aware? We start by being aware, and we use our wonderful brains and do an inventory. What are we afraid of, and why are we afraid? And what do we need to do to remove those fears from our thinking? Because the next step is understanding how those fears are driving how we are managing.
Don't you also think that the more we, every day that we log in the marketplace and every day that we get smarter, you talk to us all the time about educating ourselves and getting smarter as an executive, that, yes, that when we, the more we know, the more we say, okay, yeah, I'm going to fall, but what I'm going to learn from falling with what I already know is going to prevent me from falling the next time, or is it hard the next time?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's the awareness that you're talking about, isn't it?
That is the awareness, that it's understanding who we are, what we know, what we've accomplished, what we've achieved, being proud of ourselves every second for all of that, and realizing we don't have anything to be afraid of.
You know, how many times in my career, Leslie, have I fallen? And then the next time, you know, I'd get back up on my feet and I'd be concerned about the fall. And I'd think, well, the next one, surely the next one's going to take me down. And then I have to stop and say to myself, well, wait a minute. The last one didn't take me down. I rose above that. I got up and I put a Band-Aid on put a couple of stitches in and I kept going. The last one didn't take me down, so why am I afraid of the next one? Yes, it may hurt a little bit, but why am I afraid? And I think you're right. I think it's that awareness that's the key. We've got some more good things to talk about with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. Right after these messages, it's 10 Tell. Stay with us.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure in whatever comes our way. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen.
We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. And Leslie, your mother lived to be 82 years old, and she passed away recently. Her name was Harriet, and I'd like to dedicate this show to her memory.
Oh, thank you, and that would mean the world to her because she was always hearing stories about you.
Oh, I won't ask what kind of stories she was hearing about me, but anyway, we're glad you have wonderful memories of her, and I know how much she meant to you. Leslie, what can we do about not managing so that we make our employees fearful?
The first thing is that awareness of what it is that you yourself are afraid of. And understand, in most cases, the things that you're afraid of are the things that you can't control, that seem just totally out of your sphere of influence. And you become afraid of them. And so once you realize that you can't control them anyway and that all you can do is control how you're reacting to them, that then helps you to manage your employees without fear. Because, you know, the economy is such a perfect example in this case. You know, yes, it's getting better, but it's nothing like what it was a few years ago when we thought that the Dow had no ceiling to it. I mean, all of the kinds of things that we've become frightened of in the last few years. What will terrorist attacks do? What will the economy do? What will the rest of the world do? And as particularly as a small business owner, as you recognize the fact that there are things out of your control, and then you look inside of your organization and you realize how much you actually can control of what goes on by being best educated, by taking the best actions that you possibly can, by understanding that your employees have those same fears that you do, and that even if your business is healthy, your employees are probably afraid that you're going to lay them off.
Right.
Go ahead.
Would seem to me, Leslie, that honesty and communication and honesty would have to be the two things that would go the farthest to alleviating as much fear as possible.
Absolutely, and that's the easiest and most direct way to deal with it. And again, talk to yourself as well as talking with your employees. And ask your employees, what are they afraid of? What are their concerns in the workplace? And because small businesses are intimate places, because there is so much more ability to share and a willingness to share in a small business than in a larger corporation where politics rule the day, in a small business, you have advantages that go so far beyond big corporations in that ability to get at the core of where are the fears and what do we need to do about them.
Well, and especially if things aren't going well.
Yes.
I mean, your employees aren't stupid, folks. They see what's going on. As you said, it's a very intimate place. It's like a six member family living in a two bedroom house. You know, there's not many secrets there, and so. Just, I've done this. Just have a meeting and say, guys, things are a little tough right now. But, you know, I've been through tough times before, and I'm still here. And so we all have to just be aware. Let's don't be afraid. Let's don't manage with fear. Let's manage with confidence. But just be aware that things are a little tough right now. Here's what's wrong, and here's what I'm proposing to do to fix it, and here's your part.
Absolutely. And what else do you see that I'm not seeing that can help us to get past this? And what that will do is turn the fear into that positive motivating force that you were talking about before, because it stops it from being a fear. It simply makes it a fact. And when you make fear into an unemotional, non-value-laden entity, and it's a situation that you're dealing with simply is what it is, then you can do anything, and you will.
But when you don't do that, and the opposite occurs, the thing you're afraid of becomes like a martyr. It becomes this thing that takes on a life of its own that you almost can't slay because it's not even real.
Exactly. It becomes so much larger than life, you can't do anything about it anymore. So, you know, rather than putting yourself at that kind of a disadvantage, stop, take a deep breath, understand that this is something that's going on that, for whatever reason, it's going on and you have to deal with it, and then deal with it from a positive direction. Mm-hmm. That it is something that you can deal with. And you may never be able to solve the whole thing, but my God, and this is the thing about why I love executives and why I love small business owners, is because the quantum leaps that can be done by them are beyond anyone else.
Well said, Leslie, and that's going to have to be the last word. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time and your wisdom.
My pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen. Gotta go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.